CBS News Brief. A week and a day until the election, and the presidential candidates are laying out their visions for the country. Vice President Harris tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
Most of the issues that I think concern the vast majority of Americans, they're not partisan issues. Bringing down the cost of groceries, bringing down the cost of housing.
Former President Donald Trump addressing a packed rally at New York's Madison Square Garden.
We will have the strongest economy, the most secure borders, the safest cities, the most powerful military.
New report from the UN shows greenhouse gases have hit a new record, accumulating faster than at any time during human existence. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The warning comes just before COP29, the annual climate change conference that will place a focus on holding corporations and countries accountable for greenhouse gas emissions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson appeared to hedge on Friday whether he or Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump would accept the outcome of the November election.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, unfortunately, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have a governor who vetoed the types of bills that would restore confidence in our election system. So you're asking me a hypothetical question that I really can't answer because I don't know, you know, how many different ways Democrats are going to want to cheat.
Despite a statewide inquiry in 2021, there has been no credible evidence of systematic voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Johnson, widely seen as a staunch ally of Trump, defended the former president's campaign and his proposals during an appearance on the Earl Ingram Show on Friday morning. You can listen to the full interview on the Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media website, app, social platforms, or podcast apps. Veterans from our area flew out of the Central Wisconsin Airport early this morning on Honor Flight Number 50. They're headed to Washington, D.C. to spend the day visiting memorials dedicated to their service, as well as the Arlington National Cemetery. This is a memorable day for these honored veterans. If you want to give them the welcome home they never received when they returned from war, you can head to the Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee between 8 and 9 p.m. tonight for their return between 10 and 11 p.m. You may want to bring a chair, as CWA doesn't provide them. If you're interested in applying to join an honor flight or to be a guardian on a flight, you can visit neverforgottenhonorflight.com for more information. There's still time to donate coats to the Kiwanis Coats for Kids Drive. There are drop-off sites at the Wood County Sheriff's Department, Key Savings Bank, Lowell Center, Emmanuel Lutheran School, and Member Advantage until November 8th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. We hope you're having a great Monday out there, everybody. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production, and our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much for joining us, every single one of you out there. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in just a little bit. But, of course, it's Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means, everybody.
Tell me something good.
And it's time to kick off. The kitchen's open, and we got a special one lined up for you, everybody, today, because we got an interview that Beth did with our friend Fidel over at El Cafe. We're going to go and play that for you right now. We'll be back with more show right after this.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR. A new feature that we're going to introduce to this show is occasional interviews with local restaurant owners or chefs. So today, we're going to open the kitchen with our friend Fidel Perez, who is the owner of El Cafe Restaurant in Port Edwards, Wisconsin. Good morning, Fidel.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
Thank you for coming in and speaking with us. To begin, I would be interested in hearing about your background and what led you to your interest in food and the restaurant industry. You know, where did that love of food come from for you?
So the background about that is
I was forced to work with my brothers in the restaurants, right?
I love that, forced.
So when I came to the United States, I was 15 years old.
Okay.
And I came and I was living with my uncle at that time and doing construction work, which I loved doing. Mm-hmm. But my brothers didn't want me to be too far away from them. So they went and picked me up and pretty much forced me to work for them.
Okay.
Which one of my brothers owned a restaurant back at the time. So and from there, I pretty much adjusted and, you know, around that stuff. And I helped open 5 different restaurants through, you know, through their lives. That brother opened 3 different ones. 2 of my other brothers opened 3 different ones. And so I kind of, you know, didn't really feel like owning one, but I was having fun helping them with that process.
So can kind of... came as a surprise for you that you helped them open theirs.
Yes.
And now maybe this is something I want to do for myself.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. And especially, you know, I guess emotion of me wanting to open my own.
Mm-hmm.
It came when I bought that building in Port Edwards.
Okay.
I just, during the remodeling and construction, my main focus was fix it up, rent it out. For somebody that love cooking.
Right.
But then I get to know some people, locals, community people, and I just start falling in love with the community. And I really saw that they needed that. And so we were getting closer and closer to get the building up to, you know, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no interest from anybody. So I'm like, I sit down with my wife and I say, I'm going to do something crazy. Never wanted to open a restaurant in my life, but I think this is my opportunity. You know, it's something called me to be here and it's for me. So, and I'm glad I did it.
Well, we're glad you did it too.
Yeah, I'm glad I did it. It's been nothing but an amazing journey with that great community.
So it was kind of an unexpected surprise to be
yes.
able to pull all this together. And you were able to utilize all of your background in construction and mm-hmm. in the restaurant business.
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, that's
it was both of them in there, you know, pretty much my last 20 years of experience on both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you somewhat answered my next question already is, why did you decide to open it in Port Edwards?
Yeah. So the main thing was the community,
okay.
you know, a small community, got to know some people. And I'm, like I said, I'm glad I did it because the more I get to know them, the more they get to know me, the better connection it is. And it just feels great.
And you've been doing a lot within that community as well.
Oh, yes.
Think I saw recently that you did something in conjunction with the United Methodist Church down there.
Yep. Yes, we did. We just did something together with the school in there. We did a fundraiser for the Port Edwards schools. I'm a big community guy. Yeah.
So you're seeing your restaurant as an opportunity to support the community and not just yourself.
That's right.
That's
yes.
wonderful. So as you found yourself now opening this restaurant, what led to the choices you made for your menu? How does that come together?
Well, you know, cooking for my brothers for 20 plus years,
mm-hmm.
they came with the Greek idea of a big restaurant, big menu, a lot of items, a lot of storage.
Okay.
I hate it. that's way too much. Some people call it ADD, too much for your brain to process.
Right.
So I wanted things simple.
Okay.
You know, over the years, I just was pretty much utilizing what is it that really people look for every day of their lives.
Okay.
And that's pretty much what my menu is. Basic stuff that it will never go away. You know, they're so used to it's always going to be moving.
Right.
You know, and on top of that, I add a little bit of the Mexican flair menu options too.
And
I wanted to provide that to the community, not just Port Edwards, but Rapids, Nekusa, Rome, something that they won't be able to find anywhere else around here.
And you succeeded. And it's a wonderful menu. And it sounds like you would rather do a few things and do them really well.
Yes.
Than have so many things that they might not be so good.
Exactly.
And that's great.
Yeah.
And we love your Facebook presence. If somebody has not seen it, find them on Facebook. They do a wonderful job. And you always promote your daily specials.
Yes, we
So do. How do you come up with what you're going to have as your special for any given day?
Well, it's kind of, we kind of take a fun at work too, right? like today, Friday, mm-hmm. I start asking questions about, you know, like, because I don't feel like it's just my restaurant. My employees, you know, they play a big part of it too. So I kind of go around asking questions. What do you think is good for next week? And, you know, and you said it on my Facebook. If you guys pay attention, sometimes we have like April's special, which is one of my employees, Ezekiel's special, because they feel like, okay, I think this will be something that I will be eating. You know, we kind of mm-hmm. play around that stuff too. And so we kind of create our specials around that. And the other part of it is the history from working with the Greek American menus, mm-hmm. so much of the different kinds of meals. You know, it's part of that too. It's not on my menu, but I know I have the items. I can make it.
Right.
So it kind of helps both ways.
So what's your favorite thing to make at the restaurant?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's my job, right?
Favor? I don't know if I have a favor. I don't know. Never thought about that one, to be honest with you.
Okay.
What's my favorite one? I mean, it feels like just by choosing to run a restaurant, everything should be your favorite.
Oh.
You know, like it includes, you know, making food, treating the people nice, and keep consistency and quality. You know,
yeah.
That's another part that people who hasn't been to my restaurant, please try it out, because the quality of the stuff I use is different than the ones you find in a regular restaurant.
And that was going to be one of my questions, is where do you get your ingredients? How do you source your food?
I still use the same main brand, Cisco Reinhardt, which now is Preformers. But I do use quality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go for the cheapest, the sell item and stuff like that, you know. That's not my game, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I'm more about community, and to me it's like, if I don't eat that stuff, why I should serve or give that to my customers, you know. So I kind of wanted to stick to that, you know.
In what ways are you able to, because you have mentioned that you brought some of your Mexican background with you, how do you incorporate that into your dishes?
It was pretty easy for me because, you know, some of the items that I normally order for, like, me, friends, family, we were not necessarily headed on the menu. But then as soon as I create my menu, I start building those ideas. It will be very neat to have this on my normal menu. And then customers were also, mm-hmm. you know, because it started this way. I used to, well, I still do, make stuff for me. And I let my customers try it. Try this. This is something, you know, mm-hmm. from my hometown. And they start loving it. So and they're like, you should create a menu. You should add this to your menu. So that was just the motivation of bringing all these Mexican or different items to the menu.
Yeah. So do you also source from around here with different farmers or at different farmers markets or anything?
Not really, no.
Not really, okay.
No. I know Cisco has been working with local farmers, you know, from Oaxaca area, Wautoma. Mm-hmm. Which, when comes to that time of the year, I order their product, not Cisco brand,
right.
Because I know I will support in these local farmers.
So as you can, you try to...
As I can, yeah.
That's wonderful. So having had the experience in the kitchen and creating the menu, what is one tip that you would have for home cooks when it comes to cooking?
Well, the one tip I love and has always been well-serving me is you know, I don't know if this is going to answer the question 100%, but I grew up in a small community, poor okay. community, and also I tell my customers, because they tell me, how come Mexican food, you try it, we try it with you, and we go to a different restaurant, we order the same thing, and it's different. So the one thing I learned growing up was from where I come from, you grew all your stuff.
Okay.
So if you only have peppers and tomatoes, you create a meal with that.
And how do you do that?
You don't go to the grocery store,
right.
okay? So you kind of grew your own earth, vegetables, and raise your own pigs, chickens, and stuff like that. And also your ingredients.
Okay.
You know, and that's probably why the majority of the Mexican meals, you know, taste different, because they have that on their background. You know, they mm-hmm. use what they had
right.
and create a meal. So basically, you know, I don't know. My wife is a big fan of grabbing a book, following the recipe.
Okay.
But then she's like, oh, I don't have this. I got to run to the store. I lose momentum at that time.
Okay.
I just cook. So I just look, okay, I got this in the fridge. I just create my meal. There is no right or wrong. Food is, I mean.
That's a wonderful philosophy, that yeah. when it comes to cooking, there is no right or wrong.
Right. It's what you feel like. If you feel like going to the store, get the right ingredients, that's fine. But if you want to use stuff that you have at home, just be creative. I mean. Yeah.
And it sounds like a key ingredient for you has been the teamwork
yes.
with your wife and your team.
Yes, yes.
And it shows.
Oh, yeah.
So wasn't there something special that you were doing in October with sponsoring families or something?
Yeah, it is. So next week is going to start, actually. For a whole month, I'm going to do a percentage of my sales. I've been helping families during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Last year, we did Thanksgiving and Christmas, families in need. I connected with a couple of churches in town, and what we do is we help them accordingly their situation, mm-hmm. right? So we learn about their situation, and then we help accordingly, financially, or what do you call the other one? Food-wise or anything like that, you know, like, yeah.
So providing the meal or providing the finances.
Exactly.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So that's another incentive for those who are listening who may not have come to El Cafe, and those yeah. who already have, go back.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I rarely had this conversation with people, but being in that community is been an amazing, because it's definitely what I really feel fulfilled, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with my brothers in different parts of the world, restaurants and stuff, and it was all about money, making money, mm-hmm. you know, and basically working around the clock to make money. When I started my restaurant, you know, even though I'm a brother of my other brothers, same mom, same dad,
mm-hmm.
my values were way different, you know, they are way different. And and I'm glad I did it over here by myself, because I can play the rules respecting my values.
Right.
You know, and the making money is there, but my focus is about, you know, following my values. Community, mm-hmm. you know, what you can do for the community. Working with the community, how can we do it better?
That's wonderful. So supporting you is supporting community.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear. Well, thank you, Fidel.
Mm-hmm.
Fidel, am I pronouncing that right? Fidel?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So thank you, Fidel, for coming in and speaking with us. And thank you all for joining us today for The Kitchen's Open. If you have a topic you would like to see covered, please email me at beth.habhager@civicmedia.us. Or if you'd like to become a sponsor of this segment, please contact Pam at our front desk. We would love to feature your business during this segment. Just call 715-424-1300. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out the specifics. And with that, we'll close The Kitchen.
Well, not quite. almost going to close it. That was fun, Beth.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a lot of fun to interview, and it really was interesting to hear that, you know, this just kind of happened. It wasn't an intentional, I'm going to open at this restaurant at this specific location. It was, I like the community, I'm buying some property there, I'm going to fix it up for somebody else. And then as he gets to know the community, his love for community just kind of fostered that this is my spot, this is what I'm going to do, and now using it to benefit the community as well. It's just a wonderful story.
Yeah, he's a heck of a guy, and not only a great lesson there of people out there, I think, you know, you just never know where life can take you, and you have to be open and flexible to that, and kind of be willing to give to that, and be a part of that and everything, as well as just his spirit, his energy is just fantastic.
It is.
And this is one of the things we're able to do with segments like this and the show inside the show and things like that, is we are talking and getting to know a cool guy, getting to know a little bit more about him and everything, while also supporting our local businesses out there and promoting them. It's something that we're here to do. This is our wheelhouse. And a great interview. Nice work, Beth.
Thank you.
Looking forward to more of those kind of things.
Yes.
Now you set the bar, though. Now you've done that.
Oh, great.
But looking forward to more of those kind of things. And, of course, another episode of The Kitchen's Open next Monday, right here in the 9 o'clock spot. As Beth mentioned there at the end there, we're still looking for sponsors for that segment, everybody. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with Ashley. That'll put you on the air, and we will take good care of you like we do our friends over at El Cafe. Find out more about them at elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date everything they're doing over there. And Beth, just in case anybody out there is listening and they do want to contact you about The Kitchen's Open, what is your email one more time?
Beth.Habhager, there are two H's, Habhegger, at civicmedia.us.
Be on the lookout for another Kitchen's Open every Monday, everybody. We will come back with some entertainment news. Got some fun stuff lined up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Tell me something good.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Locally grown radio.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob.
I think
we just invented a new dance.
Yes.
The blob.
Yes, the blob dance. Yes. You just flop on the floor.
You just flop around.
Yeah.
That sounds painful.
It does sound a little bit. It's a little like breakdancing, though, if I'm being honest. It's a little like that.
Or modern hip-hop.
Yes. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Shout out to Beth and Fidel for joining us. Mm-hmm. Great Kitchens Open to kick off the week. That was fun.
Yeah.
Diving into some entertainment news, and this is where every time they tell a celebrity to shut up and dribble, you know, or stay out of politics and all these things and everything, then tell that to the people that were benefited by the Concert for Carolina this weekend.
Yeah.
Because Luke Combs and Eric Church used their platform to raise over $24 million for Hurricane Helene relief.
Wow. Amazing.
But yeah, celebrities shut up and dribble.
Yep.
Yeah, don't do anything extracurricular with your celebrity. Just shut up and do your music. Mm-hmm. Shut up and act. Shut up and dribble the ball. Okay, then what, you know, this stuff doesn't happen.
Exactly.
The festivities also included James Taylor, Keith Urban, Sheryl Crow, Billy Strings, Bailey Zimmerman, Scotty McCreary, Chase Rice, the Avett Brothers, Pam Parmalee, Nicole Kidman, and Randy Travis also made surprise appearances.
Wow.
82,000 people showed up.
Wow.
Nice.
That is amazing. Wow.
82,000 people showed up for positivity. Mm-hmm. 82,000 people showed up to benefit strangers, to support strangers.
That's right.
Remember that, everybody. Please. Remember those
keep
numbers.
That in
remember
mind.
That. Yes, yes. And a big tip of the cowboy hat to all of them involved, mm-hmm. of course. And this is a fun story, I thought. This is interesting. Any chance to talk about Only Murders in the Building, I'm certainly going to take it. It's one of the greatest TV shows I've ever seen. And in season four, I'm sorry, is getting close to wrapping up right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on every... I believe
tomorrow is the final episode.
Tuesday's the final one. So when that happens, you're going to get a lot more stories of behind-the-scenes stuff and everything. And, of course, this show stars some comedy legends in Steve Martin and Martin Short. Selena Gomez, who is becoming a legend more and more with her career.
Remarkable, yeah.
And it's had a lot of great cameos over the years. A lot of great people on there, including and maybe no more bigger than Meryl Streep,
right?
Who I believe is the greatest actor in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I think that there is not a better actor in the world than Meryl Streep, bar none. Helen Mirren, Benedict Cumberbatch. You've heard me mention these names before, and I always tell you they are some of the best.
Yep.
But when I'm talking about the best, it's Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a woman who has not only worked a lot in her career, but had to work to get her career.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. One of the most celebrated and most, you know, God-given great talents that we've ever seen. And Meryl Streep has pretty much had to fight for her whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's never really had a moment where, well, Meryl Streep's having a moment right now. No, she's been in her prime her whole career because she's had to be. If you look at the beginnings of her career, there's a parallel universe where we don't even have Meryl Streep.
Right.
Because of some of the way that she was, if she listened to some of the casting directors and some of the people that told her she wasn't pretty enough to ever make it in Hollywood, that she wasn't, she didn't show enough skin or some of these things in auditions and stuff. And even through all of the great, you know, Kramer versus Kramer, I know these great roles still having to fight to get auditions. And now at an older age, she has to fight even more in some ways to get parts. And there's just not enough characters written for women,
right,
or men, to be fair, but more so women.
More so
in
women
these roles
of a certain age, right.
Mm-hmm. And so keep that in mind, because they're filming this dramedy. It's a drama comedy.
Yeah.
But it's leans heavily in comedy. And a lot of her scenes are with Martin Short, who I don't have to tell you is one of the funnier people we've ever seen.
Right.
But they have a romantic relationship in this movie, in this TV show.
Yep.
Which is awesome, by the way. Way. Meryl Streep and Martin Short. Come on, let's just take a moment. And like, that's pretty cool.
Dude, wait, real quick curveball here. The fight between Meryl Streep and Melissa McCarthy is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
There's a lot of reasons to watch this show. That may be one of the main reasons, top five reasons to watch Only Murders in the Building.
Hilarious. Anyway.
No spoilers, but at one point you will get Meryl Streep and Melissa McCarthy having a fight.
A physical altercation.
It's just hilarious.
It's funny.
It may be the funniest fight you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
At least since Step Brothers, certainly. After filming a romantic scene with Martin Short for the show, Meryl actually cried and thanked the show's creator, John Hoffman, and Steve Martin. John was very distracted by this. Steve Martin kept working. John was very distracted by this. Steve kept working because him and Meryl have been friends for years.
Long time.
And he's used to her crying and stuff like that. But he asked her why. She said, quote, "I just got to play a scene I really thought that the likes of which I wouldn't have a chance to do. To play romantic scenes at this age with this band in this way, it's just the greatest thing ever."
Wow.
This woman has accomplished everything you can accomplish in acting. There's literally nothing left for her to do. There's certainly roles she can play to challenge herself and everything, but she has done it all. There's nothing she hasn't done. And she's crying. She's so thankful to have these moments at this age and everything.
That shows you how much she still appreciates it. With all the success that she's had, with all of these things, even just something simple as that, she still appreciates what she has. That is super cool. That just shows you what kind of a person she is.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's a really cool moment there. It makes me watch those scenes even different now and everything. I do want to say a congratulations to all the theater that happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
And a special shout out to our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Matilda. Heard such good things about this show.
Very cool.
And you got a couple more chances to see it, everybody. This Friday and Saturday, November 1st and 2nd, 7 o'clock shows. Be sure to check those out and get your tickets at CWAC.org. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Looking forward to that. We're going to actually be talking to some of the members of Matilda. Looking forward to that.
That's going to be cool.
We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to have some fun. I want to get into our Thursday episode. We've got a fun afternoon lined up for you this Halloween. We're going to tell you some of what we got in store. And we're also going to get into that was great. The best family-friendly spooky movies.
Let's do it. Up
on the morning show at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Blood donors are needed ahead of the holiday season. The Red Cross has worked this month to recover from canceled blood collections because of the recent hurricanes. These disruptions to blood drives can lead to an impact on routine and life-saving medical care. If you're eligible to donate, especially if you have type O blood or can give platelets, you're encouraged to make a donation. As a thank you, if you donate with the Red Cross by October 31st, you'll receive a $10 Amazon gift card. Those who donate between November 1st through the 17th will receive a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of your choice. You can donate at Nakusa High School on October 30th, and there are many dates and times available for donation at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center. You can find more info at redcrossblood.org. The Community Blood Center is accepting donations today at the former East Junior High School from 2 to 7 p.m. Historic Point Boss held their second weekend of the annual Spirit Walk on Saturday night. Visitors gathered to be led on a lantern-guided tour around the grounds. Spirits regaled them with stories of the past as they entered several buildings during the tour. The next event at Historic Point Boss will be their Heritage Holy Day on December 7th. The author of the book Tailspin will be at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids tonight at 6:30. John Armbruster's book Tailspin recounts the story of Gene Moran, who was a tail gunner in World War II. Moran's plane was hit and he fell 4 miles to the ground while in the tail of the plane. Moran was a prisoner of war in Nazi Germany and survived a 600-mile death march across Central Europe. You can meet the author, John Armbruster, at Crossview Church at 6:30 p.m. on Monday and get a signed copy of the book. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52 42-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Boghat. Performing live November 30th. At Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Wyweega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Midday Magazine. Talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great Monday out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us. So we've been, of course, having fun with the Halloween bumpers and Halloween music. And we started on something a little bit, I'd say late last month, early this month. An idea kind of grew and it reached its hand out of the dirt. And oh,
in horror movie fashion.
Yes, and it came back. It came back. We used to do specials for every holiday around here. Mm-hmm. And for years, we weren't able to. We just didn't have the staff. The audience knows well aware of that. We were very honest with them about that.
Right.
The times are they a change. Where we have a big, old, wonderful staff now, and we're able to fill that time and have some fun with things. So this Thursday, during the 4 to 6 hour, our prime time hours here, we're going to have some fun and have a Halloween special for everybody.
Yes, we are indeed. In fact, it's because that's kind of coincides with some trick-or-treat times in the area here. So we encourage you, as you're getting ready for trick-or-treating,
your costumes on and everything as you head on out. Put it on WFHR 97.5 or anywhere you go with the Civic Media app. Download it today. And you can listen to a bunch of stories, some short, spooky short stories, some spooky poems. We're going to have some music in and out there as well. We just put together a fabulous Halloween atmospheric thing for when you're out there trick-or-treating. So make sure you're playing it while you're going around.
And Seth, I forgot to tell you, I sent you my story.
I saw that,
but
yes.
But the overarching sound effect you're going to need for in the background.
Okay.
Chains.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for that production note. I will make sure we get the good chains. Get the good chains this time, not the bad ones.
Not the bad ones.
Doesn't really sound very bad.
No, I'm not sure.
That's like the clicking of keys.
No, yeah, that doesn't really do it.
It's not the sound of frying chicken, I'll tell you that much.
Seth, I should warn you from mine, you're going to need to lower the energy because, man, did I come at this one. For years, I've read The Raven, abbreviated on the air here during our morning show and stuff. And I usually read it pretty straightforward with a little bit of inflection for the quotes
right.
and everything. I don't know what happened, but this year I got really into it.
And that's great.
I don't know if I've ever read it better. I've been reading it since high school. Junior high I've been doing this, where every Halloween I read it and stuff. We used to do specials for it during our theater group that we had. But I don't think I've ever read it like this. I think it's the best read I've ever done of it.
To be honest, one of the reasons I really wanted to do this was so we could get the full version, because I know you do it every year, but I wanted to get the full version of The Raven because it's such a great poem.
It holds up.
This was all for you, James.
Then I was like, I need stuff around it, though. Yeah, it's not going to fill 2 hours.
That's 10 minutes. That's 10 minutes, though. But not just that, but Pam's got one she's working on. Laura did one. Beth did one.
I even got Chuck to do one.
Yes.
Awesome.
As long as I just had to pick out what and send it to him, and then he sent it right back to me. He did it right away. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, Chuck's great about that.
Yep.
We're excited about that. We're excited to be celebrating Halloween throughout the whole week here, and we'll be getting into trick-or-treat times and different events going on in the area for you and the kids to hang out and check in. And of course, we'll be keeping up to date on the weather. We'll be locked in on that.
That'll be important this year.
we have a straight line with Brittany to let us know what's going on.
That's right.
Pretty good. Pretty cool. And one of the things that we'll do to help gear you up is, of course, the movies. There's a lot of great movies this time of year, and a lot of one thing my parents would do, like if you were fortunate when we were kids, your trick-or-treating would wrap up, and then right when you got home and you're separating your candy, and what pops up on the TV? The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Exactly.
You know, so it was kind of cool. Where I was talking earlier about specials and everything, I always thought that was cool as a kid. And this is one of the things that kind of winds can be something for kids to do at the end of the night when they just went out and had all that energy. They got all that candy in them and everything.
Yeah.
Sitting back and watching a movie can oftentimes be helpful.
Yeah, exactly.
But what movie to watch? The Hollywood Reporter put together a list of the best family-friendly movies for Halloween. We've got a good 15 of them here. We'll run through some of these.
Okay.
At number 15, and I don't believe these are in any particular order. They're just on the list here, because I would say number one on the list for me is, number two maybe, is what I just said, The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown from 1966.
Yes.
Wow.
That's so cool. I believe that was the third Peanut special ever made. Christmas one was the first one, and then they had another one in between, and then The Great Pumpkin. That's a poll we should do if we can. Which one do you like better, the Great Pumpkin or the Christmas one? Because both are iconic, man.
They're
iconic. That'd be an interesting
iconic
poll.
And it's not even close for me. It's not even close.
It's been so long since I think I've only actually seen the Giant Pumpkin one once.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It's That's good. It's a classic.
But the Christmas one I've seen a lot.
The Pixar movie Coco from 2017 shows up.
Oh, that's a good one.
I hadn't thought about that, but yeah.
So a lot of focus on Day of the Dead. That's a good one. Yeah.
Goes into the afterlife.
Hubie Halloween from 2020. Is that like Herbie the Love Bug kind of thing?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Hubie Halloween?
You're going to have to look that one up, my friend.
Hubie Halloween.
I'm on it.
Adam Sandler. Yes, I remember this. It was the Netflix movie that Sandler did a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was really good. I really liked it. I wholeheartedly admit I watched it because of Adam Sandler.
Right.
I didn't know if it would be any good. I thought it was really good. I thought it was fun.
That's cool.
Comedy horror, and it's rated PG-13.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a fun one. Goosebumps from 2015 comes up.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah. Especially if you're a fan of the books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed.
Corpse Bride from 2005. That one has had a renaissance, it seems like. That one's
it
come back.
It has. As a matter of fact, if you go to Spirit Halloween right now, they have two giant, not giant, but large animatronics of the two characters from the Corpse Bride, which I thought was pretty cool.
I actually thought that Spirit Halloween left town already. They just weren't in the same spot they usually are at.
That's right. Yeah, they shifted a little bit this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Monsters, Inc. at number 9 on this list from 2001.
I should rewatch. I love that movie, and I haven't seen it in a long time. Mm-hmm.
My kids wanted so... I wanted to be Jack Skellington and all of this course. Stuff for Halloween. My kids wanted to be me to be Sully. they wanted so...
That would be good. Yeah.
One of these years,
well, this year you'd be warm.
Yeah.
That's right. That's a nice warm costume.
One of these years I feel like I need to dress up, even though they're in their 20s now, just to kind of, you know, hey, kids, I finally
even
did
just
it.
Just to put it on and take a picture.
Right.
And
yeah,
exactly.
100%, yes. The Nightmare Before Christmas does show up.
Of course.
1993.
That's how long it's been, mm-hmm. man.
That's quite interesting to me, I feel like. I guess I just didn't realize how old it was. But Caroline comes in 2009.
Yep.
Oh, another good one.
Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters from 1984.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Classic.
That's a classic. Although, I mean, yeah, I guess it's mostly a family film. Parts of it. That's a little cringy, but still.
You might have to explain some things. You might have to, yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Hotel Transylvania from 2012.
That's a funny movie. That's
easily my dad's favorite. My dad will watch that any time of the year. He loves that movie.
Another Adam Sandler, too. That's the voice of Dracula.
I don't say blah. Halloween Town from 1998.
Oh, I remember. I think I've seen most of that one. That's kind of a Disney live action thing from. I think they had it on the Disney Channel back in the day, and they've made a couple of sequels to it too. So,
The Addams Family, the 1991 remake, shows up in here. They're also suggesting the 2019 animated version,
which both are actually pretty good. But man, Raul Julia as Gomez, he was so good.
That original Addams Family cast is flawless.
It's perfect.
It's incredible the actors that they got for that movie. It's like you're never going to get the original actors. You're never going to get the feeling
show,
or the emotion
right.
or anything like that. But as close as you will ever come is with Angelica Houston and Raul Julia, Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah,
and
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci.
The fact that she showed up in the Wednesday show, which is so cool. I love that. That was nice. Yeah. That was really great.
Yeah, that one holds up for me.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
One still holds up. Beetlejuice at number 2.
Yeah, a lot of Beetlejuice on the mind for some reason this year.
Couldn't imagine why.
Can't put my finger on why, but...
that sequel was very successful.
Yes,
that was a little surprising to some people. I don't think to a lot to everybody, but I think to some people that was a little surprising.
Well, it came out quite a bit later. That was part of the thing. I didn't know if it would translate.
Right.
It certainly did.
And Hocus Pocus from 1993.
What? Of course.
That's number 1?
That's always number 1.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't dispute that,
but there's one that didn't make the list unless I missed you saying it.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about Hocus Pocus for a minute. Sorry.
No, okay.
Because I don't know that one. My sister, she was a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. I did not see that one. I know how popular it is.
Yeah.
I know, especially, I even know the costumes well enough to when you see, you know, three people dressing up as the three
You know exactly who they are, yeah.
What I found interesting, and I don't think I knew this, Hocus Pocus and The Nightmare Before Christmas are both from 1993. They both came out the same year.
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
Yeah. But what did you have mention?
I actually have two honorable
mentions. Yeah.
Okay. And the first one would be Practical Magic.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That's
one.
Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
Yeah, I think...
Or was that not on the list?
You know, I got to say that one, I think you can, because it came out when it did, you could probably call that a family movie more than you might have to have a conversation or two.
Yes. But I think this does get into where I wanted to wrap up, and that is kind of like that. Well, what do you do that gray area that we were talking about before? We're not talking about little kids. We're not talking about early teenagers. We're talking about those, you know, 15 to 18, 14, 18, that kind of range.
That's a good question.
There's where these movies might come into play.
Yeah, exactly.
I think one that I watch every year, and I just caught a little bit of it over the weekend and everything, is the movie Sleepy Hollow. That's one of my all-time favorites. I don't.
Which one? The one with Christina Ricci?
Yes.
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 Okay. Johnny Depp.
Yeah. It's the greatest telling of Ichabod Crane you'll ever see, I think. It's a precursor to what we would kind of develop, what would happen to Sherlock Holmes as a character. Incredibly. You could see a direct parallel from Johnny Depp's Ichabod Crane to everywhere Sherlock Holmes has been played since.
That's interesting.
So really, it's yeah. My brain, man. It's the way it is. Stupid, silly brain. It's a fun movie, too. And you have Christopher Walken as the Headless Horseman.
I mean, that to me is the drawing card. This is one of the few times that James and I like strongly disagree with each other because I hate that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like Christopher Walken as the Headless Horseman. I think he did a good job on that.
I should mention, it's not a great movie. I don't watch it for that. I watch it because I love the tale of Sleepy Hollow.
Man.
And to me, as a teenager, it was such a different telling of that. Mm. We've all seen the Disney cartoon. Most of us have seen the Disney cartoon.
Yeah, from the 50s, right. Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you got of the story of
Sleepy
Hollow.
Like any adaptations.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And I love that. It may be, other than The Raven, it's my favorite like Halloween story. Mm. It's just such a great story,
that's
I think.
Cool.
And it's still, you think about some of these stories and some of these movies we've mentioned here, and or some of the tales they're based on, and how old they are, and they still hold up.
Right.
It's cool.
That's the thing. That you've never seen these things if you're not book readers.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say, I get one quibble with this, because a lot of the old horror movies are pretty good for most families nowadays.
Yeah, like The Fly.
Yeah, yeah. Or the original, like the original Dracula or Frankenstein. You know, the Universal monsters.
Attack
those will all
blob.
Be good. Or The Blob.
The Blob.
There you go.
The Blob.
See a nice young Steve McQueen, you know, one of his early roles.
We'll be right back with more show.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
A little sunshine today, but overall it's going to be mostly cloudy, becoming windy by later this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a sprinkle or two with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. We'll be partly cloudy and windy with a high near 80 tomorrow, but we will cool down with scattered rain by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Halloween spooks outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Take you right to the top of the hour. Get into some good stories of the day, some local things going on in our area. But we get this segment started with an Alabama couple that may have broken a Guinness World Record by growing an okra plant that reached a height of 16 feet and 10 inches.
Whoa!
Yikes.
Whoa.
Mobile residents Terry and Candace Stevens said that this was their first year planting okra in their garden, and they were shocked to see how one of their plants reached for the sky.
I guess. My goodness.
A crew from Bird Surveying visited the couple's home to take an official measurement to submit to Guinness. The plant was measured, and the record is currently held. Now, it looks like they might have the record. The current record is held by New Orleans man Jack Reno Sweeney, whose okra plant measured at 16 feet 4 inches.
Wow. Okay. Oh goodness.
Okay, I have to look up an okra plant because I don't even
know what it looks like.
See, yeah, and all that I'm seeing are like the actual like thing you eat.
Right.
I want to see the plant, Google.
Why would you?
Yeah.
Hey, now I've heard they're amazing. No. I myself have never successfully cooked okra.
Well, that's part of the problem, too. It's so hard to make.
Yeah, and every picture I'm seeing, they're quite small. They're quite tiny.
That's really cool, though.
So, I mean, some of these are, they're like, average plant would be maybe like, I don't know, slightly below waist high, hip high.
Interesting.
That's cool.
That's a fun one.
Really awesome.
It's a fun story.
Yeah.
We got some fun stuff lined up for you, everybody. Of course, right at the top of the hour, you'll have Matt Nair on air. Join Jane and Greg for a couple hours. It'll take you right up to noon. Mm-hmm. Really great couple of weeks they've got lined up here as we're gearing up for November 5th. All of our afternoon shows are in full, like, all steam ahead.
Yep.
We're keeping our foot on the gas and just going forward here.
With a lot of great, important information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of great guests too. Yep.
And be sure to check it out, everybody. And of course, we'll have Midday Magazine lined up for you tonight. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5. We'll kick things off with our friend Tom Derry from the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. Got a bunch of fun stuff going on over there. We're going to cover every bit of it for you.
Right.
Looking forward to that. And in part 2, we'll talk with Mitch and Steven about the Tri-City Curling Club.
Oh, cool.
I don't get to talk about that nearly enough.
Got into curling season right now. Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And be sure to join us after that for Playmakers from 5 to 6. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Monday shows, we love to hear from you guys. I like to try to make sure that that's the audience's show for sure.
For sure.
We want you guys to call up and bring us your sports thoughts and feelings on Playmakers from 5 to 6 today. Mm-hmm. Brought to us by our great friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
It was a crazy sports weekend in lots of different ways. Lots to talk about today.
Ooh, what? Yeah. Sports happen on the weekends?
Yes, it does, Melissa.
Every once in a while. I do want to send a special shout out to our friends at the Honor Flight number 50 that is returning today. Wish them safe travels and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to welcome them back, you can get to CWA between 8 and 9 tonight. They'll arrive sometime between 10 and 11, but bring a chair.
Yeah. Great note, Melissa. And going on today over at Crossview Church, you can meet the author of Tailspin. They're having a book signing over there.
Yes, very cool. Yeah.
That'll be at 6:30 today at Crossview Church. Check that out, everybody.
Fascinating story. And the story behind the story is that John Armbruster really, like, these two men connected when they were working on this book together. It's a fascinating story. You should check it out.
Yeah.
Be sure to, everybody. And keep in mind, we've got our Home Meals for Veterans, the third annual fundraiser going on now until Halloween. You can be a part of this. Go to purplebasil.com. Find out more about the Home Meals for Veterans. Mm-hmm. And go to purplebasil.com. Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, we got a couple other things we wanted to touch on.
Yes. Today, as another opportunity for everyone to give some blood. The Community Blood Center is having one over at the former East Junior High School.
Seth, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But don't you mean give some blood?
Give some blood. But not for Dracula. We're not. No. He can get his own blood. We're not going to give this to him. So it's happening from 2 to 7.
He's got to work for it.
I like the idea of a lazy Dracula.
Yeah, I'm just going to the blood bank. Drug. Yes. from 2 to 7 today over, like I said, the East Junior High School in the cafeteria. Enter through the Fieldhouse doors off of 6th Street and you can get in there. You can call for a appointment, 800-280-4102. That's 800-280-4102. Appointments are appreciated if you walk in. If they have any openings, they will still take you, though. So give some blood today, everyone, because that is very important. Mm-hmm. We have some music tonight, everyone, as well. The Lincoln High School Choir Concert will be tonight at the Performing Arts Center at 6:30. And then tomorrow, the orchestra is having their Halloween concert also at the PAC. That one starts at 6. So there's two different times there. 6:30 tonight for the choir, the orchestra tomorrow at 6.
How cool. That's yes. great. Support these kids, everybody. Head on over there and enjoy. Mm-hmm. Got a couple of world stories I want to touch on. This is a pretty epic send-off. A woman in the UK posted a video after her grandfather passed away, and her family honored him by putting his ashes in fireworks.
They went
to the beach and set them off at his favorite spot. This was something that would have meant a lot to him, and a fun celebration of life for them and the
Absolutely.
Family. And very fitting, and apparently exactly what he would have wanted.
That's great. Love it.
A woman in North Carolina posted a video after showing up at her aunt's door and surprising her with a sign that said, "It's a go, kidney buddies for life."
Oh.
An Amazon driver happened to be dropping off a package, and it turned out he also received a life-saving kidney transplant 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So he was quite moved by this situation well. And really taken back by it and everything. So
cool.
It's a really cool video. If you're looking for one of those palate cleansers, that's out there.
Cool.
There are so many good stories of the day out there, everybody. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, sometimes you got to hunt for them, but we encourage you to. Hunt for those and share them with us.
Yes, let us know.
Or be the good story.
Yes. Be the good. Be good to each other out there. As I like to wrap up every show, be good to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And please get us these local good stories. We'd love to share them. We know there are so many of them going on. Reach out to us here at the staff. Reach out to Melissa. She covers news pretty darn
good. That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so many happened on the Day of Caring. So thank you for all the volunteers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A big thank you to everybody. A really successful weekend in town.
Yep.
A lot of events going on and a lot of fun, a lot of energy.
Lots of stuff going down.
A lot of good stuff. So nice job. And nice job, you two. Great show today.
Thank you.
You
too, man.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.